أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Aside, we discussed yesterday also, further Mufassirin have given great, great, beautiful explanations, and may Allah make it we appreciate it, and the real appreciation is when we will practice upon it. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we practice on it, then we will get the real benefit and the real enjoyment of it. So with regard to sabr, ulama have written that man is faced with various types of situations all the time, in his private life, in his home life, in his business life, within society, community, all the time. And when all these challenges come, Allah Ta'ala in His kindness has blessed him with sabr. Every person has got sabr, the quality of sabr in him. It is a matter of using it. If we don't use it, as it is said, if a person is himmat chor, he has got himmat, a calm chor, he can do work, but he's lazy, he doesn't do, that person won't get anywhere. In the same way, Allah has all given us all that himmat, that courage. Allah has given us all that sabr, but we don't use it. No matter what attacks and desires come, whether it be like of drugs, and a person says he just can't help it, he must have his drugs, or whether when lust overtakes a person, and he feels that he just has to look at women, or associate with them, or the young people especially, and unfortunately in today's environment, even bigger married people also, when the desire for masturbation comes, they feel we just cannot stop, we cannot hold back. But Allah has given us that power, but we are not using it. Allah has given, Allah has made malaika in the farishtas. They don't have any desire whatsoever. On the other hand, Allah has made animals, and they've got lot of desires, and they don't use their brains. Whatever they desire, they do. Allah made man a combination of the qualities of the farishta and the qualities of animals. Allah has put lust and desire also in us, and Allah has put the power of staying away from it. So whenever any wrong desires, thoughts come to a person, he must use his brains which Allah has given him and see the consequences of this. Over and over, Allah protect us all. On a daily basis, we see what people, how they are exposed, that what they did, and a person should think, when I do all the wrong, and sin does not remain hidden. It looks now, shaitan puts that veil on our mind, do it, nobody will know about it. But it comes out, and it surfaces. And when it surfaces, like Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, when a cat defecates, that is number two, then it just scratches the ground a little bit and buries it, covers it. And it looks now it's covered, it's hidden, nobody will know about it. But a slight rain comes and it opens it up. And the mixture of the rain and that gives a very bad smell. Just like that, our sins, we think I'll cover it up. But very soon, shaitan opens it up. And then it comes out with all its terrible smell and all its evil. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the sabr which we must use. In the Quran Sharif, about 70 to 75 times Allah has mentioned about sabr, which shows how important it is, and really what a gift, great gift Allah has given us. It is our weapon, it is our defense, and Allah has given it to each and every person. If we are not using it, it's our problem. It's our great, great error if we are not using it. So Allah has given it. And the reward of sabr also, Allah has made very, very great. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Those who make sabr, Allah's full help is with those people. Just use that potential which you have got, and then you have got the whole power of Allah on your side. Like, for example, a traffic officer directing traffic, he looks like one ordinary person, but he's doing his duty, he's got the power of the whole government behind him. If anyone interferes him, the government will stand on his side. They will protect him. He's got the whole government behind him. He's acting for the government. So if we act for Allah Ta'ala, and we make that sabr which Allah wants to, Allah's government and Allah's power will be with a person. But we don't exploit, we don't use it, so we don't realize what this great power is. In another ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That for all amal, the reward is fixed. How much for your namaz? So much of reward. Tilawat of Quran, so much reward. Hajj, jihad, so much reward. For sabr, Allah says, no limit. They will be given, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Unlimited they will be given their reward. So we have got that sabr, use it and see that reward of Allah in this world already. Then in the akhirat we cannot imagine. For another amal for which Allah Ta'ala says that this reward will be immense, only Allah can give that reward, is for roza. Roza is an expression of the sabr. And everyone experiences it himself. A person who is a chain smoker, but he keeps roza the whole day, he doesn't smoke. He knows, he's proving it to himself, I can't refrain from smoking. Now when his weakness comes after iftari, he starts smoking again. That is his own weakness, but he proved it to himself that the whole day I could stay away. A person who is a gourmet, who says, I'm food, I can't live without food, and I want the best food, and I want fresh food all the time. But in roza, the whole day he stays without food. There is a different thing when he makes iftari, he goes as though he has never seen food. And now he eats so much, opening his roza, and when he goes and has his supper, again he eats so much. And after Taraweeh, again he eats so much. But the whole day he proved, I can't stay without food. So Allah has given it to us, and we have proved it to ourselves. We've got it, we can use it, we are using it. It is just to use it all the time. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great quality of sabr, and it is for us to use. And then again, as the deen, Allah hasn't just given one route or one road. Allah has given us many alternatives, and if we combine them all with sabr, yeah, Allah says, with salah. And salat also, namaz, which we will discuss, is another great power Allah has given us to overcome all our desires, all the wrong that we want to do. Allah has not only given us sabr, which is more than enough for us, but Allah has given us salat also, and many other things also in deen Allah has given us, and we all know it, but it is like we just brush it under the carpet, as though it does not exist and we don't use it. And we become so stupid that we use asbab means only, and we use the wrong means of the Western world, of the material world. We'll go for these problems to rehab centers, we will go to psychologists, we will go to neurologists, we will go to psychiatrists, we will spend huge amounts of money, get big, big appointments, and all medicine which cause more harm we will take. But the simple route, for 100% guaranteed route, that we are not prepared to take. So it's necessary we make an effort that we incline towards deen and the remedies which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, 100% for this world also, for akhirat also. May Allah give us proper understanding. We were in fact the people to lead mankind on this road. But unfortunate, the leaders became the followers. And followers of all evil and corruption, evil of all the dirt and filth of this world, we became followers of that when we left our honorable position of leading people to the heights of Jannah and to the heights of glory in this world also. But may Allah let us understand, and the doors of Allah are fully open now also, if we will just turn towards them. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.